have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Hi, y'all. I hope you had an amazing weekend. An amazing weekend. They go by really fast. Wow. I'm like, what the? Time won't give me time, but time make lovers feel like they got time. You can get involved by calling 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse, brand new biblical question for this week. We dealt with yesterday's biblical question during the fellowship. And so last week's biblical question was, why do you criticize yourself and others? Why do you criticize yourself and others? So a brand new biblical question. If you were not at the fellowship or you did not catch it live, you can podcast the fellowship from yesterday, and you can hear the responses to the biblical question of last week. The brand new biblical question, oh, by going to rebuildingtheman.com/church. Rebuildingtheman.com/church. And the brand new biblical question for this week. It's another doozy. Brand new biblical question. Why do you need anyone else's approval? Why do you need anyone else's approval? Why? Why do you need it? Have you thought about that? You need someone else's approval to live your life, to do whatever. Why? We have every way that you can watch and support the show by calling, listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, and some of you are, because we are heard around the world by everybody and their mama. And if you're black, everybody and they mama. We are heard around the world. It's amazing. And some of you are busy doing whatever you're doing. But no matter what you're doing, laying up at a beach, at a Kamala Harris rally, shouting, Jesus Lord, whatever you might be doing, you could be listening to the show. You could podcast, but you can listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLPTalk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLPTalk or JLP Bond Cash App or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right. It's Monday again. is Monday. And Mondays is and will always be Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight. My brother, my cousin.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life, I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Just shut up and step up.
That's right. Amazing. It's also amazing that I can't see my screen here. It says, hey. What the? Nice. Okay. So some of you know that there's a presidential event going on here. And that come November, you're going to be deciding who you want to be the next president of this great nation. And it is on now. It is everywhere I go. As I said yesterday in the fellowship, I can't even go to the gym unless people are talking about it. And either you're on the side of the Great White Hope or you're on the side of Kamala Harris, Kamala. And that's all everybody's talking about. And everybody's saying the same thing about it. I'll be glad when it's over. And so we can talk about other things. You know what I mean? But I understand. It is a mess. I'm still a little surprised. I understand human nature now. But I'm a little surprised that there's one soul in America that would not only vote for Kamala, but even consider voting for Kamala Harris. And she has nothing to offer but more abortions. More abortion. She has nothing to offer but more abortion. But I understand, especially white women love abortions. Really. I do understand, but I'm saying I don't understand why. I really do understand. Why white women love abortion. They love killing the man's children in the womb. Other color women, other women love it too. But white women love abortions. And so that is, I believe, one of the primary reasons that they support Kamala Harris, and especially educated white women, because they are so stuck on their imagination that they are acting and being like men. They just think that killing the man's children in the womb is taking control of their lives. It's their body, their choice. And they can kill the baby if they want to. And Kamala Harris is for abortion all the way, just abortion crazy. And so a lot of educated white women are supportive of Kamala Harris because she is for abortion. It's unfortunate that white women are for abortions because in killing the man, white babies, they're causing white people to become few in numbers in the United States of America, in their own country. And as a result of becoming few in numbers, it's over for America. Because colored people, not all, but most, want white Americans out of the way. And so these white women, in an unconscious way, don't know that they are helping to destroy themselves. They are supported in destroying themselves. Isn't that amazing? Now, not all white women are for abortion, but a whole bunch are. And the more educated they are, the more they're in support of abortion. Isn't that amazing? And so it's very, very interesting what's happening right now. According to Fox, two pro-life Wisconsin college students, it says they were doing God's work by going into the lion's den and shouting pro-life Christian message at Vice President Harris during a rally on their university campus last week. Watch this soundbite from Fox News.
We remember Donald Trump hand-selected three members of the United States Supreme Court with the intention that they would undo the protections of Roe v. Wade, and they did as he intended. Oh, you guys are at the wrong rally. No, I think you meant to go to the smaller one down the street.
Because Kamala Harris just definitely for Christ being king. What the? That's for sure. You are at the wrong rally, she says. Christ is not king up in here. We are promoting killing children in the womb. And see how many white women are there? White women love abortions. Whatever. And that's why they are supporting Kamala Harris. Because they want to kill the children in the womb. Poor kids don't have a chance to make it to the earth. And those other, the ones who were shouting, Christ is king. Apparently, an interviewer wanted to know if Kamala Harris understood their message. And here's what the student said. Watch this from Fox.
I want to know specifically what she is rejecting. I know you can't know because you weren't in her mind, but you can know, what did you make clear?
Yeah, so I said Jesus is Lord due to the abortion Roe v. Wade she was talking about, which me and many Christians around the world disagree with her stance on abortion. And we wanted to kind of send in a message that, you know, as Christians, at least me and Grant, we don't accept or agree with her abortion policies, and that we believe that Jesus is Lord and that he has the final say in everything we do. And it's something we center our life around. So I guess we wanted her to know that.
Amazing. Christ is king, and they wanted her to know that. Kamala can care less about Christ. What the? So what do you think about the fact that those two guys went there and were chanting, Christ is Lord or King, whatever they chanted at that rally? Was that a right thing to do or not? Kamala Harris made it clear you're in the wrong rally. Christ is not king up here. Abortion is king. Another thing I realize is that they keep saying that the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade. They didn't overturn it. They turned it back over to the states and allowed the voters to decide and allowing the voters to decide if they want abortion or not. They did not overturn Roe versus Wade, but it sounded more drastic and desperate when they say they overturned, but they did not overturn Roe versus Wade. So one last soundbite on this. One of the students believed they were sent there by God. This is from Fox.
We did God's work, and we were there for the right reasons, and God is watching us in this moment. You know, I'm all about being a cordial person, no matter your beliefs. But I do believe that we were sent there by God, and I do believe this timing, you know, 18 days before the election, is imperative for young Americans and first-time voters like myself to understand that this is what you are going to get with a Kamala Harris presidency.
That's for sure. But those white women don't care. They want to kill. They hate their fathers. They hate God. And as a result, they hate unborn children. They hate the daddy of the children, so they want to kill the babies. They don't care if Jesus is God or not. I wonder, by them going there and saying that at that rally, that they changed one mind. Did they change one heart? Amazing, huh? What a mess. He believed that they believe that they were sent there by God and that they were doing the Lord's work. I do have to say the response of Kamala Harris was interesting. And that she said, you're at the wrong rally. Jesus not Lord. She didn't say this, but implied for sure. Jesus not Lord up in here. We're talking about abortion. It was interesting to see, at least it was a couple of guys up there protesting against it. They were speaking out about it. That was good, I think. That was okay. Because normally guys don't get involved with that. They just let the woman kill their children, and they're fine. Very, very interesting thing happened here. And some people believe that Camilla is winning. She's winning in spite of what the polls are saying. I don't know. I am having a wait-and-see attitude at this point. Wait and see. Anything can happen between now and then. Desperate people would do desperate things. And then, you know how Kamala Harris said that, so I want to know that they do the right thing by going to Kamala Harris rally and shouting, Christ is Lord. Are they from that group that says, Christ is King? What's his name?
You mean the Groypers?
No, the guy down in Florida.
Nick
Fontaine's group.
Yeah, the Groypers. They call
Cozy.tv. Christ, I wonder if they're from, I don't know. I mean, do they, are they part of that organization?
No, they're good. They're just good, regular, right, Jesse? Don't, you know?
Might be.
Don't get them slandered. No.
No, I'm not slander. I wonder. I don't know. It's
the word.
It reminded me of Cozy.tv where Christ is King when I heard it. Same. So good for them. Amazing. What were you saying, Nick?
No, I agree. I was trying to make a joke about not getting them in trouble with their university or something like that.
Oh.
But you're not getting them in trouble.
Well, those white guys could get in trouble anyway because white people hate it. And when they find out it was two white guys to steward up for what is right, anything is possible. If you're white, you are not allowed to stand up for anything that's good. So we'll see what happens. And one other quick thing that was happened over the weekend, the Great White Hope went over to McDonald's. He went to McDonald's. Remember Kamala Harris said she worked at McDonald's. Now we know Trump served fries at McDonald's. Yesterday, Trump worked the drive-thru at a Pennsylvania McDonald's yesterday. This is from CBS Philly, Philadelphia. Watch this.
At a campaign stop in Feasterville, Donald Trump worked the drive-thru window at a McDonald's that was otherwise closed for the morning. He handed out food to pre-selected supporters in five cars as hundreds of other fans tried to catch a glimpse of him from across the street.
I came to see our God, the Savior, Mr. Trump.
Right. Our God, the Savior?
Yes.
Trumpers. We are Trumpers.
I hope to taste the fries he made. He was humble. He made fries.
Most importantly for us here, it's to show that we support him in Pennsylvania. This is a battleground state.
A sign on the door from the franchise owner and operator acknowledges they're nonpartisan, but says, "We proudly open our doors to everyone." Trump told journalists that he worked the fryer and said it gave him a better understanding of the hard work that goes into the job. He then took a jab at Harris, who has shared she worked at McDonald's during college. But Trump continues to say he doesn't believe it.
I've now worked for 15 minutes more than Kamala.
So I asked him.
When some people say that Harris might be more unifying, what is
unifying? I think she's the most divisive person I've ever seen.
How so?
And she lies about her job.
When asked, Trump didn't answer a question on why he doesn't plan to debate Harris again. However, when asked to comment on Harris's birthday, which is today.
Happy birthday, Kamala. Happy birthday. Maybe I'll get her some fries.
Eva Anderson, CBS News, Philadelphia.
Nice. McDonald ain't never had those many people show up for at one time. Maybe over a long period of time. What a mess, Donald Trump serving fries. Isn't that amazing? All the people are there for it. For the Great White Hope. Let me see what he has to say today. Amazing.
ISIS has spread like cancer. Another mess I inherited.
Amazing. I saw Donald Trump in an interview, and he was asked, what would he do differently once he get in office? And he said that when he first went into office, he didn't know the workers. He didn't know the ins and the outs. He didn't know the people, so he had to trust other people to tell him who to keep on, who to hire, who not to hire, who to keep there, and who not to keep. And he realized later, I don't know if I use the exact word, but he realized a lot of the people he kept, he should have gotten rid of them. Something like that. I'm not quoting exactly. But now, once in, he know better. He know better. And a lot of people were saying he should definitely have let everyone that has any connection with Barack Obama administration go. It didn't matter who it was. But he kept even some of those people. What a mess, huh? Trump, I wonder, will Kamala Harris go to a McDonald's now? We never found out which McDonald's she's supposed to have worked at. If ever we needed the Great White Hope, we need him now. A spiritual battle like I've never seen before. Amazing. Clark is a first-time caller. There's a line open at 888-775-3773. Clark is a first-time caller out of Oregon. Clark, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How are you?
All is well.
Good. I've been watching you off and on for about 7 years, and I want to say thank you so much. I appreciate your work.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I smoked pot for about 12 years before I realized that I am not a pothead. Last Thursday, I stopped smoking, and I'm trying to get my regular life back again, sort of like have a normal life. And I'm picking up old hobbies that I used to have, like music production and reading and things. But I want to have God first and foremost in my life, and I was wondering how to do hobbies and also be seeking God.
Well, you do hobbies just by getting up and doing in a practical way what you want to do. Whatever the hobby is, just do it. And then you seek God by looking within. You pay attention. First of all, you overcome your anger. You got to see the anger that you have and go and forgive so God can forgive you. And then just pay attention. Practice staying present. And the rest will happen on its own. God will cause you to know him just by you being present. Stay present rather than being lost in your head about you. And just go about your business doing your work.
Okay.
That's all you do. That's... Have you heard me say forgive before?
Oh, yeah. I forgave both my parents.
Oh, you want to forgive them?
Yes.
Good. Well, just get up and go to work and do your hobby, do your job. And then practice staying present rather than lost in your imagination. And there's nothing else you can do. The rest will be done for you.
Okay.
All right?
All right. That sounds good.
Amazing. I wish you well, man.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesse. I appreciate it.
Okay. 888-775-3773. Manuel, a first-time caller out of California. Manuel, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Yeah, Jesse, I have a few questions for you.
Okay.
I hear some of the things that you say on the radio. I mean, you know, don't get me wrong. You have a few good facts, but you kind of, like, veer down the road and you kind of go off a downhill direction. So... I'm just wondering, do you like the things that you say on the radio?
What is it that, are you saying there are some things that you disagree with me about?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
What, for an example?
I mean, it's just some of the rhetoric that you spill I go, how much do they pay this guy to say these things, to be a puppet?
Like what, for an example? Give me something that you disagree with.
Like, how you go up. I mean, I understand you have things about, you say about the black community and stuff, or just any other race.
Give me something that you disagree with because of time here.
Okay, number one, like, you go after like immigrants, people like, or like African people. What is it about African people you don't like?
What do you mean I go after them? I don't go after anyone. Give me what do you mean by I go after them?
Like you've said a couple of things, you know, like you'll say that, oh, you know, Africans that we come here or whatever that we come into your country, you know. There was one time I heard you talk to a Nigerian guy, so I was just like, what is it about Nigerians that you really don't like?
You're not making any sense, man. Can you hold? Think about what you're saying. I'll come back right after this break. I'll come back to you. You're not making any sense at all. So I want to know, what is it that you disagree with that I've said? All right?
Okay. You will say that slavery is not...
Hold on a minute. Hold on. Let me take a quick break. Don't hang up. 888-775-3773. Back in a moment.
Today's show is brought to you by Sevenwood Financial Services. For 20 years, Sevenwood has been a trusted partner to Americans who take action to guarantee their retirement income. Their team of licensed, independent producers will help you understand your best options for protecting your hard-earned savings. So stop living with your retirement worries. Call Sevenwood and let them help. Schedule your free consultation now. Call 860-470-6250.
Okay, listen up, folks. I have great news. So I need your undivided attention. Meaning that I need all your attention. Be quiet and listen up. All right, great news. Great news. I have Mama Mia Ola Cicior news. I'm proud to announce a new sponsor for the show, Gold Co. Gold Co. Gold Co. is now our new sponsor. You probably heard of Gold Co. They are like one of the leading industries in precious metals. This is so good because I've been encouraging men, especially men, but women, you need to start preparing for yourself. I always encourage you to buy land, but I'm encouraging you now to go into precious metal, Gold Co. And we are very grateful to have them. I want to thank Gold Co. because they are helping us in our message, to get our message out there of forgiveness, of freedom. Thank you, Gold Co. I do appreciate it. And so I want you to stay tuned. Very soon, we will be revealing a special deal for the listeners. We're going to be revealing a special deal for the listeners. So remember Gold Co. Thank you again, Gold Co., for sponsoring the Jesse Lee Peterson Show and in return helping us to get the message out there. Amazing! Special deals coming up for the listeners of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Amazing! 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. There is one line open. I want to go back to Manuel. Emmanuel, a first-time caller from California, he said that he disagreed with some of the things I said or saying, but so far he hasn't been able to articulate what. So I wanted to give him another chance. Emmanuel, can you think of something that you disagree with me about?
Okay. The things you talk about with slavery, that's one. Number two, abortion.
Okay, let's go with slavery first. What have I said about slavery that you disagree with?
I mean, number one, it happened. You can't say it never did. I mean,
and I've never said it did not happen.
But I've heard you before on the radio said that you said it's never happened before.
No, I didn't. I've never said slavery did not happen.
Jesse, I watch your show all the time on YouTube.
I've never said slavery did not happen. Hmm.
say so. But and number two,
you may have heard me say that racism doesn't exist. Maybe you're confusing that with slavery.
Dude, slavery did exist.
I know it did. I said you may have heard me say racism has never existed and does not exist, never will exist, ain't going to exist, can't exist.
So you don't think that slavery does exist? You don't think it does?
Can you hear me? Why are you repeating?
So, no, I'm asking you. I just told you
that it did happen.
Okay.
So I never said that it did not happen.
But racism doesn't exist.
Right.
What else do you disagree with me about? Abortion.
What about abortion that you disagree with me about?
So what about the people who have to deal with incest? Girls who are raped by family members, do you think that they should have the child with the person that raped them?
Yes.
Or I'm sorry, what? Say that again. I just wanted to be sure that I heard you say that.
I said yes. They should not kill the baby. They can give the baby for adoption. Two wrong doesn't make a right.
Jesse, are you all the way up there? All right, in the head.
Any other thing you disagree with?
I can't even begin to fathom.
How old are you, Manuel?
Me, I'm 34.
You're 34?
Uh-huh.
You still live at home?
Uh-huh.
You live with your mama?
Uh-huh.
Why?
Why else? I'm saving up money.
No wonder you think abortion is fine. All right, man. Thank you, buddy. I got to run. Jasmine is out of Texas. Jasmine, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning, Jasmine.
I was calling you because I agree with so much you say, and like maybe 9 months ago, I had talked to you. My husband had passed away, and I was trying to move forward. And right now, I'm in a situation where I met a guy, and I've never had babies before, and I'm pregnant. And he's in jail, and I believe he's in jail for unfair reasons, and he wants me to bail him out, and I want to bail him out. But at the same time, like, we've been having arguments financially because he's never been able to step up. I own a home, and I asked him if we were going to get married. And because when we first started talking, that's what he wanted. And when I talked to him this time about it, he gave me 9 different answers. And basically, all of them seemed to me to be a no. He told me he had cold feet. He told me that he didn't want to marry me because he had to. He wanted to marry me because he loved me. He was crying when he told me that one. And basically, by the end of the day, he changed his answer. And he was like, yes, I want to marry you. And I asked him questions that I had. I asked him, do you see me as wife material? Do you see that because you've seen it before? What happened? Like, is it something that I'm not doing or that I'm doing? And so by the end of the day, he changed his answer, but he doesn't want to step up financially. And that's where we have been having a lot of problems. Since I got pregnant, I've been living off of my savings. I own my own home and I have my car. And this is before I met him. When I met him, he was trying to get on his feet. He finished school, but he has a school loan. He has debt. And I was just looking for ways for us to come together. And I tell he says, I can't pay the bills because I have to pay my debts. And I told him, well, let's get you out of debt and then you can take over the bills. but I'm not working right now, and it would be nice for you to take over. And that's been really hard for him to accept, so I don't push on it. So this last time when things get so physical to the point where I have to kick him out of the house, and it's because he doesn't give me my space when we're inside of the house. And he becomes, like, with his words very, like, he starts calling me a bitch and all these stuff. And I'm like, I don't have to deal with that. Like, we have three rooms in the house. Go to one of the rooms. I'll go to the other one. And when we're ready to talk, we'll talk. But I can't talk to you right now because I'm just going to meet you at your level. And it's just going to get ugly. And he never tends to do that. So it always reverts to the same thing, me kicking him out. And then he uses that against me and says, this is why I don't want to take over the bills. This is why, because you're just going to take advantage of me. And I'm like, first of all, I make more money than you. Secondly, I'm telling you that I'm going to help you get out of debt so you can take over. I'm like, I'm 2 months away from delivering. And I need to know what I have to do financially. And you're not showing up that area. So it's just something we've been going back and forth with. And recently, we decided to rent out my home. And then he was going to take over the bills. So he finally decided to do that. And we did it. We put the marriage to the side. But then whenever we got the first tenant, we literally got the person to come over and say, yes, I want the house. And he gave me the down payment. And I deposited that in my account and everything. And we were just so, I was overjoyed because I was like, we're doing it. We're finally preparing, like, for the baby. And you're doing your part. I'm doing my part. We're working on ourselves. And, you know, we're going against every thought that goes through our head. And we were fine. We were like, okay, let's go get groceries. On our way to groceries, he changes his behavior completely. And I asked him, like, is everything okay? Did I do something? Did I say something? And he says, no, I'm just thinking. So I leave him alone. Like, I give him his space. And later on, he blows up on me and says, well, I just feel like you're getting the better end of the stick because I'm over here going to start paying your bills. And you already have tenants. And I told him, I told you what we were going to do with the money. We were going to take you out of debt. I'm like, yes, my house is being paid for, but the remaining balance is going towards us, towards what we're, our family. Like, this is what we're aiming for. Like, and I tell him, like, I see this two ways. You could be selfish, or you could feel like you're being left behind. And either way, I understand, but you need to communicate with me because I don't understand where you're coming from. Are you being selfish and self-centered, or are you just afraid that you're being left behind and everything? And I'm like, anywhere you go, you're going to pay bills. Anywhere you go, you're going to have to pay your debt. And I'm helping you through it all. Like, if you don't want my help, then that's fine. But I need to part ways from you because we're not married. And I need financial stability, not only for me, but my child's on the way. So he ends up getting nasty again and bringing up the past. And I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to have the same conversations with you that I did. If you don't understand, if we're not, on the same page on things, you need to leave. So he lingers around, like, talking to me a lot of mess. So I tell him, you know what? If you don't get your stuff, because I start gathering his stuff, I tell him, if you don't get your stuff, I'm going to take them out for you. And he's like, you better not touch my things. He ends up getting my computer and breaking it. And he hits me in the face with it. And it flies out the house. Then I'm like, okay. And then we get very, like, physical with each other to the point I'm like, this is where it always ends. This is where we always end up. And then, like, I'm tired of doing that, but I had to call the cops because he broke the windows to my house, the one I was going to rent out. And now he wants me to bail him out. And the police want to keep him there, even though I don't want to press charges. They want to keep him there. And he can lose his job. He could lose a little financial stability that he does have. And I don't know what to do anymore because I understand that I myself bring him to that point, but there's a point where he needs to react, and he's just not doing that part. So what am I supposed to do in a situation like this, where I'm asking for space, I'm communicating with him, but every time we talk about one thing, he goes back to the other one. And we're just going back and forth over the same thing.
And so your question for me is what?
How do you get through, when you're working in a relationship with someone, how do you get through that moment where they keep looking at the past? And when we talked about the past and situations we've had, I thought we came to the same understanding.
And your question for me is what?
How do we work through that? As myself personally, how do I work through that?
So you've been married before your husband expired?
Yes.
And how long were you married?
We were married for 4 years, but he had problems with being very sexually active with other women. And I know it was something he had to overcome, so I always just gave him his space on that, too. And he would not come home for weeks and stuff. And
why did you have kids with him?
I didn't have kids with him. I never had children. This is actually my first pregnancy.
I know, but why didn't you have with your husband?
I couldn't get pregnant.
Oh, okay.
We did try. Yeah. I've been told since I was a teenager that I was going to have complications getting pregnant.
How old are you?
Right now, I'm 30, and this is what kind of, like, I'm not embarrassed of it, but I just don't understand why I'm going through it at this age.
You want me to tell you why?
Why?
You're insane.
Okay.
You lost your mind. Jasmine, it doesn't make one iota of sense. And I understand that she can't see, I guess, but it doesn't make sense that you are trying to make a relationship work with someone. You are trying to take care of a man. You're letting him move in your place and destroying that. You have moved out because of him. You, according to you, he's in prison or jail. You are thinking about bailing him out. You said he hit you upside the head with a computer. He called you a bitch. You, what's wrong with you? You're trying to make something work that should not be. Why is that?
I know it sounds like I'm protecting him or whatever.
No, it sounds like you're insane.
Okay, well, yeah, it sounds like I'm insane.
You are insane.
It's because he hit me in the with the computer.
No, that ain't the issue.
Accident. He didn't come to
Jasmine.
Me attack
Jasmine.
Me. Yes.
You're destroying your life to be with a man. You think this is love?
No.
What's wrong with you? You had your own house, you had your own job, you were financially doing your own thing, and you let some guy come into your life and destroy it. And why?
I got pregnant, and I didn't want to, like, give my child that I didn't want to go out without a fight. I didn't want to.
What kind of fight?
I don't know. Going against myself, like.
What kind of fight you didn't want to go out without? You're fighting. You're in a fight.
Yes.
You can't make another person be right. You can't even make yourself right. You're trying to fix a man so you could be with him?
No. No, and honestly, he had left for 3 weeks before this happened.
Jasmine, that ain't the issue at all. You sound like you were set up pretty good. You had your own home, you were doing your own thing. You met a man that could. You got moved into your home. According to you, you got to take care of him. You're trying to make him right so you could be with him. That never works. Why don't you see that? That's insane.
I thought that I was putting aside money I thought I was putting aside control, but it's another form of control than trying to fix him or trying to help him. Just sometimes the way he talks, you know, he
Jasmine, it's not about him. It's about you. You are doing insane things. You're destroying yourself. I can't blame him. He got his own. He has his own issues. But you are destroying yourself, and I don't know why. Why are you destroying yourself?
I just don't want to do this whole single mom thing.
But you're going to end up in the gutter. You and the baby.
Yeah. Like, I've even offered him. I'm like, we can just co-parent peacefully.
Jasmine.
Yes.
Leave that man alone, and you start working. Get your home back. Get your life back. And the baby will be fine.
Okay. It's just a lot of things happen. Like, I saw this video where this guy was like, he's a child predator. And he said that whenever he looks for his victims, he always looks at the family, the parents. And if the dad's not present, he always goes towards those as his victims, because the dad's not present, so there is no protection in the house.
Jasmine.
And
Jasmine.
Yes? Yes?
Cut it out. The baby is better off in a single home than this situation that you're talking about now. The baby is better off with you, living in your home, working at peace, and just living and setting a good example. You're trying to make something happen that's not going to be. Don't you see that you're not supposed to be paying this man bills, trying to make him right, trying to make him love you, trying to make him be the dad to the baby, and you're losing everything. Don't you see you're losing everything, including your mind? You're losing everything.
Yeah. I do see that I'm losing everything.
So why don't you stop?
Because I see so many women that are so selfish and self-centered and all about money. Like, I know women that would just have sex with men just to get money out of them.
What did that have to do with you?
I wanted to put those things to the side, but...
Yeah, you put them to the side, all right.
Yeah. But it's
Jasmine, what you're doing is insane.
Okay. Yes. There's just so much I don't understand. Like, how come I never got pregnant when I was married?
You said you couldn't get pregnant. That's why.
Yeah.
So why is that hard to understand?
I don't know, because the order of how things should be, like...
How should things be?
You should get married. You should establish a relationship. And I know you're never going to meet someone fully, but...
And where did you get those ideas from?
I don't know. I've always seen so many unfunctional families, and it's always the same thing.
And you're doing the same thing, too. You're going right down into the same hell that all those families are in. Why?
Because I've seen single moms, and everything you say is right.
And what does that have to do with you, though? You're doing some insane stuff. You're trying to make a relationship work. You're not supposed to try to make any relationship work. You're not supposed to put 1 minute into trying to make a relationship work. You're trying to make a man, according to you, you're trying to make a man who can't take care of himself take care of you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it doesn't.
You're trying to make a man who can't take care of himself take care of you. Does that make sense?
No.
Why are you doing that then? Are we going to a break? What? Hold on, Jasmine.
Okay.
All right. 888-775-3773. Quick break. Hate news, not the fake news. 2 more hours to go. Female Monday. Back in a moment.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour one already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Hang tight, callers. JLP will be right back to your calls. It is Female Monday, October 21st, AD 2024. There is one line open. You can call in right now during Hake News, Not Fake News. And JLP will be right back, as I said, to your calls. We'll also get to the Super Chats and more great stories. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, the so-called vice president, cackling Kamala Harris. She turned 60, the big 6-0 on Sunday. 6-0 on Sunday, making her 18 years younger. Just merely 18 years younger than our greatest president, Donald J. Trump. But a whole lot more immature, right? She's basically acting like an 18-year-old, maybe even worse. Kamala Harris's milestone birthday comes as her campaign leans in to the strategy of casting Trump, age 78, as old and mentally unfit to hold the nation's highest office. Kind of rich hearing her talking about something, somebody else being mentally unfit. And the election countdown, just 15 days until election day, 2 weeks from tomorrow. Cackling Kamala and our greatest president Trump are on the campaign blitz. Isn't that a German word? Through the battleground states as polls show the race remains tight nationwide, so they claim. Kamala Sunday visited churches in Georgia, probably black churches, my guess, I don't know, part of her campaign's Souls to the Polls push to turn out black voters. Indeed it was. Trump, meanwhile, visited a PA, Pennsylvania, McDonald's, as you saw earlier this hour, to was trying to work the fryer. Well, he was working the fry cooker and the drive-through window. Isn't that nice? He held a town hall later in the key swing state of Pennsylvania. Early voting also kicked off in Michigan Saturday. Both campaigns keenly aware of how a win in the traditional blue wall state could change the electoral map. Officials in North Carolina and Georgia reported strong early voting turnout so far. And Israel is striking. Israeli airstrikes. Israel launched more airstrikes on Beirut, Lebanon over the weekend. I don't know how to pronounce it. Targeting a financial institution linked to Hezbollah. The Iran-backed militant group uses the institution to pay salaries to their operatives and provide support to civilians, so say Israeli officials. Since Israel ramped up strikes against Hezbollah last month, more than 1,800 people have been killed across Lebanon. The UN separately warned that the Israeli military may be destroying the Palestinian population in northern Gaza through death and displacement, as they urge Israel to follow a UN top court order to prevent genocide, which is a liberal buzzword. I don't trust it. I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Hour 2.
Thank you. to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I was eating some. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. My brand new biblical question for this week, and it's another doozy, and it's only for those who want to overcome, who want to know themselves, know thyself. If you want to be free, you got to know yourself. So it's only for those people, not for everybody. I do understand that. Why do you need anyone else's approval? Why do you need anyone else's approval? Why? Amazing question. You can, if you're out and about, working out, laying up at a beach, whatever you're doing, you could be listening to the show on your iPhone live, on your iPhone or iPad. You can podcast the show, but you can also be listening on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, and we are going to get to your super chats, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bun JLP Cash App. Bun JLP Cash App. It's Monday. It's the second hour of the show today. We take all calls, but Monday we take the ladies' calls first as they come in because Monday is Female Monday.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing.
If they make a mistake, I don't want them punished with a baby.
See there? Yeah, the wrong rally, buddy. 888-77 Jesse. I want to go back to Jasmine from Texas. And so Jasmine, I had to put on hold. We ran out of time there. Jasmine, husband expired. She had been married 4 years, I believe. So no kids with her husband. She met a guy, dated this guy, got pregnant by this guy, and prior to that, she owned her own home, according to Jasmine, her own home, home job, taking care of herself, just having a normal life. She met this guy. She let this guy move in. He wasn't working. She tried to take care of him financially. She tried to pay his bill, help him get out of the trouble. According to Jasmine, they had a fight. He hit her with a computer. He's in jail. And now she wanted to bail him out of jail. She gave up her house and rented it out, and what a mess. Jasmine.
Yes.
So am I right in the way I laid that out?
There's some facts that I would like to correct.
Yeah, but do you have a fire alarm going off there in your home?
I have you on my ear. I don't have you on speaker or Bluetooth.
I hear like a chirping, like the fire alarm need a battery or something.
Can you hear me now better?
Well, not that I couldn't hear you, I'd have heard that, but go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, there were some facts that I would like to correct you on.
Okay.
When he didn't attack me with the computer. He was trying to throw it out the door.
Oh,
I know
okay.
It didn't make it any better. I'm just trying to say he didn't attack me.
Oh, okay.
But that's why he's in jail, because they think that he attacked me.
And you called the police on him, right?
I called the police on him because he was starting to vandalize the property. And I told him I didn't want to press charges for the hit that I had in my face. I just needed him to stop vandalizing the property.
Okay.
And they told me that that was court, but since I had, like, visible, bruises or blood or whatever, that they had to, rather, if I didn't do it, the state was going to do it, because I was considered family abuse. And that's why he's in jail. And the other thing is, he does work. He's worked since I met him. He was just barely getting a stability when I met him.
And so why are you trying to pay his bills then if he works?
I was trying to put us in a situation that I saw that I was capable of doing.
You were capable. You want to pay his bills because you want to put him in a situation that you are capable of doing, you say?
I wanted to pay his debt so he can take over the bills.
But the what made you think he can take over the bills when he can't even pay his own debts?
Yeah, it's just... Yeah, I can't argue with that.
No, that was a question.
Oh. Well, because he did make money. It's just... he was still trying to pay off his school and things like that.
How old is he?
He's 35.
And you're how old?
I'm 30.
And so it makes sense to you that you're going to pay off a man debt so that he can take over. And what sense does that make to you? Why that makes sense to you?
It made sense to me because... since my husband died, I've been using my savings and little by little here and there, because I've been trying to make ends meet since he was gone.
But if this man is capable of handling finance around the house, wouldn't he already be taking care of his own finance first?
Yes. I just saw it as, we were kind of helping each other, leaning on each other in different ways. But
how is he helping you?
He was going to take over.
How is he helping you?
When it comes down to financially, when I was going to deliver, I wasn't going to have any more savings because my mortgage was going to eat it up and everything. And he was going to start taking financial responsibility.
But shouldn't he already be doing that before you lose all you have?
Yeah, I was already, even with or without him, I was already losing what I had, because my husband would help me with everything. And I had a job and everything. He helped me maintain my property. And then he passed. So I was stuck with...
Did your husband have a job?
Oh, yeah. He had a lot of businesses.
Okay. So, Jasmine,
yeah.
What's your question for me?
Well, right now I understand everything you're telling me.
And what am I telling you?
I agree with everything. That I'm insane and that I need to stop doing what I'm doing. And that it's okay for me to focus on what I was already doing to begin with. Yes, I got pregnant out of wedlock. I understand that it's wrong, but me taking him out of his troubles isn't going to help him. It's just going to help him temporarily, but he's still going to face the same situation until he realizes for himself what needs to be changed.
So since this guy has been in your life, have things gotten better or worse for you?
In a way, I would say that there have been areas in my life that I haven't been able to experience, and I was always afraid to.
Have things gotten better or worse since this guy been in your life?
From what I can see, they've gotten worse.
And yet you want him in your life.
I thought they were getting worse because of me personally.
They are, because you're turning your life over to someone that is not capable of living, taking care of himself.
Yeah, I just saw myself like as someone that was the instigator or the, you know, I'm angry, I'm the woman, so I'm the problem. And
Jasmine.
Yes.
I'm going to have to run, but let me ask. You said that you were trying to make this happen with this man because it was wrong for you to get pregnant out of wedlock?
Yes.
Why is that wrong?
Because it's a divided family.
Why is that wrong?
Because it's something that happened between two people that didn't love each other. It was more like a transaction, and it was selfish.
And, and you said it was a divided family?
Yeah.
Did you have a family with this guy?
No.
How was it divided then?
Well, I just mean in the sense that unity was never part of the original choice to come together and have sex. Like we didn't have sex in the sense that we were united and we wanted a family. We just had sex just because. And
so you made one mistake by doing this and you have a baby out of wedlock. You're going to make another mistake by destroying your life.
Yeah, no. No, I just honestly, I wanted to thank you for taking my call because I was going insane. But I don't know. I don't know why I thought that this is what I had to push through. This is what I had to.
Why is it wrong to that you got pregnant? You didn't tell me why is it wrong.
Because when me and him or anyone, whenever they get together, it's like everything that comes with it. Like, are you getting with someone because you want to feel your ego, or you're getting with someone because you want to take advantage of
it? Why, because of time, why is it wrong that you got pregnant out of wedlock?
Because the baby's going to be raised without the second support if it's not a family. Like, I don't think that it's right to raise a child on your own. It's very difficult. Like, children need both their parents present, not just in the same house, but working
on
themselves.
But you're still not telling me why it's wrong.
I don't know. I don't know how else to tell you.
And why do you call that wrong?
Because I've seen it so many times fail this way.
What?
I've seen bringing up children as a single individual fail.
So you think that you got prayed out of, and then I'm going to have to run because you got a little noise in the background, but you think that, so you got prayed out of wedlock. You tried to make the man be what you want him to be because you think it'll be better for the baby?
Not like the way it's going, no.
Jasmine, so here's what I recommend doing. Your whole story is insane. I don't even know what to do with it.
It's not, I don't know what to do with it.
It's not even, the conversation is not even logical.
Yeah.
I recommend do what you want, right?
Yeah.
That you get back on track. You go back and get your house, unless you think it's better that you rent it out. But you go back and get your home, find yourself a job, start working on you, settle down, start working on you, and you and the baby will be fine.
Yeah.
You can't make a man be what you want him to be. He's never going to be right if he become what you want him to be.
Yeah.
You're not God. Yeah. You can't make a man be what you want him to be.
That's true. Thank you, Jesse, for taking my call.
You can't even make yourself be right because you're doing crazy things. Why don't you, are you doing the silent prayer?
Yes, I was.
Do you do it every morning and every night?
I didn't do it last night. I stopped doing it last night.
Have you been doing it every morning and every night?
No.
So you have not been doing it?
No.
So you're not working on yourself?
No, not these couple of days.
Jasmine, I recommend you start working on yourself. Because your mind right now is not clear. It's insane. And having a baby out of wedlock is neither right nor wrong. It works better when you have a father and a mother together. It works better for everybody when it's that way. But you can't make it be that way.
Yeah.
And so stop calling it right or wrong, because now you're trying to correct what you think is a wrong. And you're creating a big old wrong that is, you're going to end up in a ditch. You and your baby going to end up on the street.
That's true. I'm not going to say, because I know that's true. I had to doubt myself because I'm a woman, and I had to doubt
myself.
That's
not why you doubt yourself. You doubt yourself because you're limiting your imagination. It has nothing to do with you being a woman. You're living in your head. You're angry. You can't see.
Okay.
It's not because you're a woman. And if you get this man out of, do what you want, but if you get this man out of jail, it's just going to make your situation even worse. Why don't you let him get himself out of jail?
No, yeah. But now that I've talked to you,
have you been putting money on his book?
What was that?
You've been putting money on his book?
No. I don't even know what that is.
Have you been accepting collect calls from jail?
Oh, yeah. I accepted one call yesterday. That's what the book is?
Well, the book is, the inmates want you to put money on their book so they can spend the money.
Oh, no, I'm not doing that.
In jail. Jasmine.
Yes, sir.
I recommend you let this man work his own life out. You stay out of it, and you work on you, and whatever's meant to be will happen naturally.
Okay.
Because he's going to hate you that you're playing mama in his life.
Yeah, he already hates me.
And so you know it. Why don't you pull away then?
No, I am. I wouldn't know what to tell my child, you know.
Don't worry about how old is the baby.
Well, the baby's not even born. I'm pregnant.
So why are you worried about what you're going to say to the child and the child not even here?
Yeah, sure.
Why are you concerned about that?
Because, people tend to lie a lot. Like, my parents lied to me. They would lie to me about.
Yes, but why are you concerned about what you're going to say to a baby that's not even born yet?
Because everything affects him. Yes.
Have a way to see. You'll be fine. Work on you, and you'll know what to say to the baby. That's crazy. Okay. Don't even think about that at this point.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Jesse. Thank you.
Did this help?
Yeah, it really did. You to just tell me that I'm insane.
You are insane.
Yeah.
You put the N insane.
So that really helped. And I'm like, okay, so I was thinking straight. Me doing all of this is the part that's insane. So, yeah. Thank you.
Jasmine, stop taking, leave this man alone. You're creating a problem for you and him.
Yeah, that's very true.
And just focus on your life. Work on yourself, overcome the anger, and the baby will be fine.
Okay. I will do. Thank you so much, Jesse.
Let me know how it goes.
Okay. You have a good day.
All right. 888-775-3773. Amazing. I don't even know what to do in that situation. It's so insane. There's no room for even logic to get in there. Derek, it's the first time call out of Texas. Derek, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
How you doing?
All is well.
All right, man. I just had a couple things I had to ask you.
Oh, okay.
All right. So I hear you talk about, like, whenever you asking this, you know, you're talking to a black host or guest or something like that, and we're talking about, like, maybe civil rights or whatever. And you go down that line, I always hear you ask people, you know, do you like white people or do you love white people?
Right.
Right? And you can ask me the same question. I can tell you easily, yes, I have plenty of white friends. Had them all my life. And the question I have to ask you is, do you love black people?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Do you love yourself?
No.
When you look in the mirror, do you?
Uh-uh.
Why don't you love yourself?
Because there's no self there to love.
There's no self there to love?
No.
Is that for you you're talking about?
Because yes. I'm only speaking about me.
Okay. Well, I don't understand that because I love myself. I don't understand that.
And where do you get the love from that you love yourself with?
What does that mean? Where do I get the love from?
Right. Where do you get the love from that you love yourself with?
My inner self, I guess.
What do you mean?
The same way I don't get love from anything else but myself.
Where do you get the love from that you love yourself with?
I buy it from the store.
What?
I buy it from the store since I got to go get it from somewhere. I don't know. I don't get that question.
But you say you love yourself, right?
Yeah. Where am I supposed to get love from?
And where do you get the love? And how do you know you love yourself?
Because I know I love myself.
How? How do you know that?
Because I don't question myself at all. What's the issue with that? I don't understand that.
How do you know you love yourself? You said proudly that you love yourself.
What answer are you looking for?
Because I want to know where do you get the love from that you love yourself with?
I told you, and I'm not going to tell you again, but I told you I get that from myself. I get it from my inner self.
What does that mean, inner self?
Just like whenever I don't like somebody. Just like whenever I don't like somebody, whenever somebody pisses me off,
right,
it comes from the inside. Okay?
What do you mean you get it from the inner self? Where do you get it from in yourself? Where do you get that from?
Maybe my heart. I'll say that. Probably my heart. That gives a lot of emotion.
So your heart,
heart, brain.
And who are you that you love yourself? Who is Derek?
Derek Moore. That's who I am.
Who are you, though?
I'm a person, a black man, been living 34 years. That's who I am.
But you haven't told me who you are. You told me what you are. You're black.
So
your
I
name
told you who
is
I am.
Derek. And don't say your whole name on the air, but your name is Derek. You're black. But you didn't tell me who you are. You told me your name and all that. But who are you?
If somebody asks me on a regular day basis, somebody walks to me and says, "Hey, who are you?" I say, "I'm Derek." That's all the fucking.
But that's your
name. You know what I'm saying?
That's your name.
Exactly. That's my
but
name.
Who are you?
But you know not, what?
They
We're gonna get past this question.
They didn't ask you your name. I didn't ask you. I said who. First of all, you can't tell me where you get the love from that you love yourself with. You don't know who you are. You know your name, but you don't know. You can't tell me who you are. But yet you believe. Yet you believe you love yourself.
Okay. Well, look, I'm going to get past that because you're not answering or you're not understanding what I'm saying. I'm not understanding what you're saying. So I'm going to go to the next topic. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Cool. So I heard you talk about Rosa Parks, right? And that she was pretty much a tool or something like that?
Right.
For the civil rights movement?
Yes. What happened was the NAACP set that up for Rosa Parks to sit in front of the bus. They were going to use another black woman to do it, but they found out she was pregnant just before she was able to carry this out. And during those days, it was an embarrassment for black women to be pregnant out of wedlock. So they knew that the NAACP, they knew that black people weren't going to fall for it because black people didn't agree with out of wedlock birth in those days. And so they fought Rosa Parks, and Rosa Parks agreed to do it. But they tried to give you the impression that one day Rosa Parks was just coming home from work, and she was like, "Lord, I'm so tired. I ain't going back to the back of that bus." But it was a whole setup. It wasn't just her by herself.
Now that you gave me all these facts, right, that you said are facts, I want to know where you got your information from.
Read from Raised to Response. Read The Antidote, my book, The Antidote. All the information is in there where I got it from and everywhere.
Oh, so your
the,
book.
The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood.
So this is your book.
Is there anything you disagree with me about because of time here?
Yeah, I disagree with you about Rosa Parks. I disagree with you about
what about her movie that you disagree with me about?
Well, first of all, I disagree with you about you saying that she was some kind of tool and she, you know, she was used by the NAACP.
And why do you disagree with that?
Because I'd never seen that, ever heard that before anywhere in my life, but except you.
And that's why you disagree?
Yes. Why? I'm 34 years old. 34 years old. I've heard the same thing my whole life.
Why don't you look it up? And you'll see for yourself rather than agreeing or disagreeing. Why not just leave it as I don't know?
You're not listening. Listen, don't talk over me because you're not listening.
Why not just leave it as I don't know if it's true or not?
No, you're not listening.
I just asked you a question. You're not answering that question.
You're not listening. You're not talking over me, and I will answer your question.
Okay, go ahead.
I told you, I've done my own research. I've done book reports, okay? I've done my own research. I looked at these things. I read these things. I know these things.
And so
you have your own.
So if you believe that you're right about it, why you question me on it if you believe what you read is right?
I know it's right.
So if you know that for sure, if you know that for sure, why you question me about it?
Because I think you're out there giving wrong information. You're out there telling people what they want to hear. You know what I'm saying? Your audience, which is predominantly white. You know what I mean?
My audience, what?
The audience is predominantly white.
How do you know that? Why do you say that? You read that too?
It is. I know that.
You read that too?
Look, bro, I know that. How do you know that? Okay. Well, look, we'll go past that.
No, we're not passing that. How do you know? You read that somewhere too?
No, I didn't read that.
But how do you know that then? How do you know that?
Well, it's kind of obvious.
How do you know that?
I don't know many black people. I don't know hardly any black people who would agree with the statement.
How do you know that my audience is predominantly black?
Listen.
What's his name?
Do you know how to listen?
Oh, yeah, Derek, how do you know that my audience is predominantly black?
You don't have to tell me. You don't have to ask me again, because all you have to do is listen, and I'll tell you, okay?
Tell me real fast.
Okay. I have common sense.
Oh, Lord. Is that the same common sense you use about Rosa Parks?
Look, obviously, you don't have common sense. You're talking about she was a tool or some shit.
She was a pawn. She was a loser. Thank you, Derek. Thank you, dear. I gotta take a break. Back in a moment.
I recommend you get a copy of my book,
from rage to responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Hey, welcome back. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. A couple of announcements. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning, right after my show. The Hake, H-A-K-E, report.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then at 11, Joel Friday TV. Excuse me. I'm black, too. That was bad. E-Black, Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. Pacific time. A brand new episode of Punchy TV at 2 p.m., right? 2 p.m. today, every Monday. Brand new episode of Punchy TV. Watch this.
These new robots that are coming to a city near you. At the Tesla event, CEO Elon Musk revealed the company's newest self-driving models, including the Cybercab, alongside the interactive Optimus robot. What if you have a robot that's over-functioned, the technology is too advanced, and then it turns into one of those iRobots and start killing people?
It's true. I mean, if you know, once technology gets up to a certain degree, man, they can just go and run over people.
So, I mean, we should like live like cavemen then. Let's destroy all the machines. Whoa. Smash them up for God.
For God?
No.
No? Oh.
What's wrong with that?
Right. Punchy TV is on YouTube and punchy.tv at 2 p.m. today. Check it out. All right? And at 4 p.m., the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. At 4 p.m. Pacific time. A lot going on. What the? Let me go quickly to Allison, a first-time caller out of Nevada. Allison, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, Allison.
That's right. I had a quick question about what you think I should do in order to kind of find more order in my own life. I've, for the past, I don't know, 5 years now, 4 to 5 years, I have lost contact with my parents. And so due to that, they have decided to kind of put me down and ignore me and not be straightforward whenever I ask them, like, what is their reasoning for things. And so I'm just kind of wondering what I should do, if I should just keep living life the way that I should be, because it's my life. I only get one of them on this side of Earth, of course. But I don't know. I don't know what to really do.
Why did you lose contact with? How old are you?
I'm 28.
Why did you lose contact with your parents?
My mom is a narcissist. And my dad kind of just, they're divorced, but they recently became more friendly with one another due to the fact that I have a 5-year-old son. And so my mom decided to trick me into signing guardianship over to her. And so when I went to therapy and everything for all of this, she told me to ignore my mom, but I don't really trust therapists like that as much. So I don't really know what to do. I'm kind of like conflicted.
And are you like working and taking care of yourself?
Yeah.
Okay. So here's what I recommend. All right. Based on what you've said, you gotta forgive your mother for what she's done to you. Forgive her, meaning don't resent her at all. Your father or your mother, you gotta forgive them, and then you start seeking the kingdom of God. Seek what is right by getting to know yourself. And if you do and you stay with it, keep your eyes on you and forget about them and just work on you, I promise you your life will work itself out. You will have an amazing life. But you got to drop the anger and go to work, do the silent prayer. You know about the silent prayer?
I've heard you talk about it before.
I recommend you start doing that. Do the silent prayer so that you can see what's going on. God will bring you out of your imagination. He will bring you out of the thoughts and give you a clear mind, and you will have an amazing life. It will be amazing for you.
And so how do I go? Because I feel more of like a sadness or like a hurt more than I do an anger towards either one of my parents. I'm more upset and like confused. So would that still be like under forgiveness?
Yes, because you can't have sadness or confusion unless you have anger.
That makes sense.
You can't have fear unless you have anger. You got to overcome it. If you forgive the hey, mother, father, I'm sorry for resenting you for what you've done. And I realize now you can help yourself. Forgive them. Don't ask for forgiveness. You just apologize for resenting them. And God will change your heart from anger to love. And he will clear your mind and you can have your life. And don't worry about them. You don't have to be friends with them, or you can. It's up to you. But you got to drop the anger so you don't repeat the same thing that they have done.
Yeah. And I think, so I sent a forgiveness like paragraph to my mom, and the response I got back was just very rude and just I guess under the term of evil. She just said very like horrible things to me, and so I don't know if that counts as what you're saying or if I should try again.
No, if she doesn't accept, you move on. If you've done that, you move on and forget about them.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Just don't be angry at them, but you forget about them and just live your life. You're an adult now, and you can live your life however you want to live your life, because only you are responsible for your life at this point.
Yeah, and then one last thing. Do you think that it's possible that they just don't know how to show love, or do you think they have no love within them?
They have no love.
Right.
If they had love, they would not have caused you to become angry as a kid. Your mother, she has no love, and that's why you must forgive them, because they couldn't help themselves. They did the best they could do, right? And so you must forgive them so God can forgive you, because you become like your mother. The anger you have is just like your mother. You become like what you hate. And so you forgive them, God will forgive you, and he will give you a heart of love rather than a heart of anger.
Okay. That all makes sense.
But move on and don't even worry about them. You don't have to keep apologizing. Just go and live your life now and work on you by being aware of those thoughts and practice staying present rather than thinking about the past or the future, which does not exist. Practice staying present, and you're going to be fine. You're a grown woman now. You can work on you.
Right. And so since my mom's a narcissist, it's kind of just, it's just easy to just let it be, right? She's
absolutely
not going to ever
she's
what? Not going to ever change.
Well, I don't know, but that's up to her. It's not up to you. It's not up to your father. It's up to her. She may love her hell, so she might not change. And she may become sick of her hell, and she might change, but it doesn't concern you at all, one way or the other.
Okay. Thank you so much, Jesse.
And you're not obligated to them. You don't owe them anything. Whatever they did when they fed you, they put a roof over your head while growing up, they were supposed to do that. They were the parents. They were not doing you a favor.
Right.
So don't feel like you're obligated to them at all.
Okay.
Have you forgiven your father? Have you forgiven your father for not protecting you from your mother?
I also sent him a different version of a forgiveness thing to him, a paragraph, but I didn't get a response back, and so I just kind of have left it alone for the past few years.
And didn't you apologize for resenting them? Did you tell them, I'm sorry for resenting you guys? I realize you can't help yourself.
I didn't say those exact words. But I just said basically that I'm sorry for what I have done if I caused anything for this to happen.
I'm not
angry at you.
That's not forgiveness. Forgiveness is when we can admit that we are wrong for being angry.
Okay.
Because they couldn't help themselves. So you're wrong for being angry. By being angry, you're judging them. And so and once you realize, just like you can help yourself, they can't help themselves, then you forgive them. You know, God said to confess your sins and you'll be free.
Yeah.
And all he's saying is that admit that you're wrong for judging, for playing God.
Okay.
But you didn't know that as a kid, but now as an adult, anger is wrong. Anger is hatred. And anyone that has hatred is playing God. And as long as you play God, you will never be free.
Okay.
So send them a note. I'm sorry for resenting you guys. I realize now you can help yourself. And then move on with your life. Be done with it.
Okay.
And do the silent prayer. rebuildingtheman.com/prayer.
Okay, I'll look it up right now.
And start doing it. Let me know how it goes. But don't be angry and just work on you and you'll be fine.
Okay. Thank you, Jesse.
I wish you well.
You as well.
Thank you. 888-775-3773. One line open there. Brandon is a first-time call out of Mississippi. M-I, crooked letter, I. Humpback, I. That's how you spell Mississippi. Brandon, welcome to the show. Brandon? No, Brandon. All right. Thank you. Let me go to Super Chat. Then I come back to the phone. Super Chat.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/GLP talk, someone says, out of a businessman, a scientist, a doctor, or an artist, which would you say God is most like?
What?
Out of a businessman, scientist, a doctor, or an artist, which is God most like?
None.
Nice. Thank you.
Thank you.
Someone bought 4 coffees. Winter is coming. Jesse.
Ooh. Don't remind me. Thank God I'm in California. Thank you. It is coming, that's for sure.
Salty Mad Jameson over on Odyssey.
You Odyssey. ODYSEE.
ask Tommy.
Ask!
If he forgave his mama. That's referring to a caller from Friday. That was a Friday Super
Chat.
Oh,
okay. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Salty yeah. Mad Jameson.
Yeah.
Kev, Three Coffees. Hello, sir. Thank you for all that you do. I heard you speak briefly on trust and saying that there is no such thing. This helps me clarify feelings I have had for most of my life concerning trust and loyalty, and I thank you for that. Is it because trust has to do with expectations, which can be part of the ego that needs to die?
Absolutely. Plus, you're only supposed to trust God and trust no one else. Now, you don't run around saying, oh, I trust nobody, that kind of stuff. But just don't put your faith in anything, but your trust in anything but what is right. Amazing. Thank you.
Sotirios Coffee. Hey, Jesse, I have a quick question for you that sounds like a biblical question to me. It's, why are you political? Or why are you into politics? Thanks and have a blessed day.
Well, I'm into politics because I want the right people to work for me, to make my country work for me. You know, somewhere going to saw military jobs, no taxes, lower taxes, no taxes, repair the road, just kind of work for me. That's why. Thank you.
Danny Moore bought a coffee. All right, Jesse and the lads, our perfect weasel of a prime minister of the UK, sending 100 politicians of his party over to the States to help with the demon rats win votes. Jesse, can we have a huge beta for their arrival?
What a beta! These people are desperate to keep Donald Trump out. Why?
Wow.
It's not just a run for president. This is desperation on the part of the Democrats. Why? Amazing. You're right. They're bad. Bad.
Mac O'Leary, a very generous 30 coffees.
Thank you.
For the 100,000. Also.
Oh, thank you.
I seen an old Get a Job video, and Hake used to have red hair. I was stunned. I still have red hair. It's just that when I wet it or when it's oily, it looks darker. It changes colors.
Why people have weird hair changes color like their eyes?
Indeed.
Do your eyes change color too?
Yeah, it depends on how much light is shining into them.
No wonder why people are so smart. They have good hair and different color eyes.
Piotr Robel.
Amazing. Thank you.
Five coffees. Thank you, Jesse and the team, for the best fellowship on this side of heaven. Amazing.
Amazing. Thank you.
Kegola. I mean, Gola. Cola. Name is pronounced Gola or Cola. The KG sound like blah, 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 blah. A non-pithy coffee, but I'll do my best. JLP's comment about the mother with six kids resonates with me. He's all the way from South Africa.
Mommy Africa.
Coffee buyer. Especially today, this morning, I took a swim and chipped my front teeth on the pool wall straight out of a cartoon. I was shocked, but I took it like a champ and embraced it fully because sulking wouldn't put my teeth back.
That's right.
Friends around me felt sorry. I noticed what made me feel sad was how others judged me. It's like when a baby falls, the reaction of others determines if the baby cries or not.
That's a good point. Amazing point.
I realize I sit in the pain and wallow in it. When I was younger, I thought it was weak or an escape for men to hide or deal with their emotions through work. So like a woman, I decided to stop the world, all my duties and responsibilities to deal with my pain by reflecting. All it did was cause deeper pain. Because I was in conversation with the devil in my reflection session. I realized...
Piffy!
Yeah.
This is a letter!
Well, I'll send it... I send it over to JLP to read on his own time.
Yeah.
The devil has convinced me I need to be in perfect order to move forward. Perfectionism is the devil, he says.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you.
But keep it piffy.
Gola.
Gola. Thank you.
Nice. CLC over on Twitch, Satan loves to hear that we've made it. I assume we can trick him by pretending to believe in a triune God. Cool sunglasses emoji.
Amazing. Thank you.
Someone bought a coffee. Amazing church service on the topic of seeing through thoughts or not seeing. If you're in your head about whether or not you see something, you've already seen and now Satan is trying to get you to doubt. But if you didn't see, Satan wouldn't give you thoughts about it. He says...
Amazing. Thank you.
Lori, hey, Jesse there. Biblical question answer responding to this week's biblical question.
Why do you need anyone else's approval? Why?
Lori says, the devil had me thinking I don't need approval, but I do. From my looks to my words, I need approval because my ego loves it. The fake me loves being agreed with. I suppose I'm actually seeking approval from the devil.
Amazing. Thank you. I'll put my little 2 cents in on Sunday. I appreciate it.
MB Three Coffees. I love your Bond-style church. Is there any thought or suggestion on how to bring that type of church to our local community or connect in like-minded people locally?
Well, you can set up a meeting, and I'll come and speak there and meet some of the people around and see if we can get it going. Amazing.
White Boy Wednesday bought a coffee. I like what you said about all complaining is accusing. So true. A man does not complain. Thanks, Jesse.
Absolutely. Thank you. Amazing.
Evgeny Crosby with a couple of diamonds. Kamala Harris is ordering McNuggets from Trump while watching church with Jesse Lee Peterson.
That's right. Amazing. Hold that thought there.
Okay.
I gotta get you some more calls here, and we'll finish up. Thank you all so much. I do appreciate it. Chris is out of Nevada. Chris, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir.
My name is Chris. I'm in Nevada. I just called because yesterday I have 3 stepkids with this woman. I have 2 kids with her.
Mm-hmm.
And then the oldest one is 14, and we have custody over the other two. And
so you have, she already had 3 when you got with her?
Yeah.
And then you made 2 more with her?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
And then so, sorry. So they're playing at the house normal. I'm cooking. And then the older one, I'm noticing he's hanging out with the kids outside that's like, you know, thugs or whatever. And I'm just noticing it. And then a few minutes later, he runs up to the house, slams his scooter on the ground, and is like, I'm finna go fight this girl or whatever. And basically, he got in a fight with a girl or something. And he was causing a big old scene, and he went back down to go fight the girl again. So, you know, I follow him, you know, try to stop him. And then when we get over there, I see the girls and they with their brothers and they're all concerned. And I let everybody know it's not going down like that. So then basically, he's trying to fight the girl. And I tell him, we're not doing that. I grab him and we go. And then he gets tripping on me. Like,
how old is he?
My dad's gonna beat you up, 14.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, he's tripping out, causing a scene. And he's like, my dad's going to whoop you. Keep your hands off me. Da, da, da. And I'm just trying to stop him from getting in a fight with the girl. So I had to drag him, like, across the entire apartment complex from one side to another, which is probably, like, 200 yards. And the whole time he's fighting back, trying to pinch my nerves, trying to get free, do something. And I'm just not letting him. And then eventually, like we get almost back to the house. And the whole time I'm trying to keep, you know, calm, sensible. But, like, he's just going off. And, like, he just got to cussing me out, like, calling me the N-word, doing this and that. So I gave him, like, so I slapped him in his mouth. And then I told him, don't say that no more. Like, say it again, I'm going to slap you again. So
is he white or black?
Controller. He's half, but he's both.
Oh, okay. And so you slapped him in the mouth and what?
And then I dragged him back to the house, and it just so happened my mother was, you know, over visiting.
Hold on, buddy. Hold on. Hold on. I'm sorry. Hold on. Don't hang up. Let me take a quick break. Back in a moment. Hate News, Dr. Pete News.
I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races.
I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Female Monday, October 21st, 2024 AD. The lines are, there is one line open. You can call in right now during Hake News, Not Fake News, and JLP will be right back to your calls. Hang tight, callers. And we will get to the rest of your super chats as well. You can go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk, and we will read your coffees, their super chats. I mentioned the Israeli airstrikes. Cuba has a blackout. Did you hear about that? Millions in Cuba have been left without power over the last several days, at least a few days, because they use several for when it just means a few. That's the mainstream media for you. As the aging Cuban electrical grid repeatedly collapsed, there have been four nationwide blackouts since Friday after one of the island's major power plants failed. Since then, most people in the 10 million strong country have had their access to power interrupted. Some Cubans have taken to the streets to protest the days-long power outages, with many saying that they are unable to maintain fresh food. Oh, yeah, because you need a refrigerator. You need power for the refrigerator nowadays. And a steady supply they need of water. They're unable to maintain a steady supply of water. Wow. Hurricane Oscar, also made landfall on Cuba's eastern shores on Sunday afternoon with a Category 1 strength. The National Hurricane Center said that Oscar has since weakened to a tropical storm, but could still hamper attempts to restore electricity. And meanwhile, in New Mexico, in America, at least two people have died. Hundreds been rescued in Roswell, New Mexico, after extreme overnight rainfall. Extreme brought severe flooding, stranding motorists, and sweeping away cars. Whoa. The New Mexico National Guard and other agencies have rescued at least 290 people, including 38 taken to hospitals. The agency confirmed that in a statement. No detail has been released about the confirmed fatalities. The Weather Prediction Center indicated that rainfall rates reached around 2 inches per hour throughout the region. That's nothing to sneeze at. City officials asked residents to stay off the streets as response efforts continue and some areas remain dangerous. And the news you've all been waiting for, the WNBA Finals. After 28 years, the New York Liberty, it's a women's team name, clinched the franchise's first WNBA title. They've been around 28 years? Oh, Lord, what a joke. On Sunday, the Liberty defeated a relentless Minnesota Lynx, L-Y-N-X, team 67-62, high scoring game, in overtime in a winner take all game five. Niara Sabali was New York's unexpected star in the high energy matchup in Brooklyn. Coming into Sunday, she averaged 2.8 points per game in the finals, but came alive to score 13 points in game five with under 6 seconds remaining in regulation and down two. Blah, 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 blah. I don't think you're that interested. So let's move forward. Did you know that boba, you know, tea, has become an unstoppable worldwide trend? It was invented just in the 1980s, you know, with the tapioca balls usually. Some people call it bubble tea. It's not bubbles. It's tapioca balls. It's boba. Anyway, what a mess. I'll tell you, it's from Taiwan. It's one of Taiwan's most beloved beverages. Anyway, maybe I'll tell you about that on the Hake Report, or maybe not. Elon Musk is giving away $1 million each day to registered voters in battleground states. It's drawing scrutiny from election law experts who say that the sweepstakes could be illegal. But I don't know if it is, because don't you think he would go through the precautions, check with his lawyers, see if he can do that? So, I don't know. I'm James Hake. Now back to the J.C. Lee Peterson Show, Hour 3. ¶¶
to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-777-5377-888-77-JESSE. My biblical question, brand new biblical question. Why do you need anyone else's approval? Why do you need anyone else's approval? Why? Don't you want to know why you need that? You can, if you're out and about, you can listen to the show doing whatever you're doing. Whatever, anywhere in this world, if you're not able to sit and watch it live. You can podcast the show, of course, but you can be listening on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday. It's the third hour of the show on Monday. And we take all calls, but Monday is and will always be Female Monday. Hello. All my life. Right.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Amazing.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies.
Deep
we've been lied
soul,
to for so long.
I do believe we
Michelle
shall overcome.
The Obama family.
Someday. Amazing. I want to go back to Chris out of Nevada. So Chris is with a woman who already had three children. He has two with her. Now he has some problem with one of the step children. Am I right about that, Chris?
Yes.
Go ahead. So you were trying to discipline this boy, according to you, and then he called you the N-word and you bopped him in the mouth?
Yeah, well, I wasn't trying to necessarily discipline him. I was trying to stop him from getting a fight with all the little girls and stuff.
Okay.
But it was somewhat discipline still, though, because, like, the whole time he's arguing, putting up a fight, trying to get away. So, yeah, I bop him in the mouth. And then they call his dad because he was only supposed to be here for the weekend. So he was already leaving. But then they call, like, his stepmom and dad to come get him. And then the dad comes. You know, I go out there and try to tell him what's going on, and then we get into an argument because I'm telling him, like, what would you do in that situation? Your son's going to get in a fight with, it was five kids, but he wanted to fight the girl out of the bunch. He's like, oh, I would have let him fight, but not if it was a girl. Like, so obviously, you know, what I was supposed to do, you know, I didn't know what to do, you know? And I'm just tripping out because, you know, then he got the challenge of me saying slick stuff, like, oh, I can't really say or do what I want to do. So I'm like, you know, the N-word came out of me, and I was just like, well, what do you want to do? We could get out. And then, you know, just big drama.
You call him the N-word?
No.
Oh, okay.
Probably in the process of that.
Oh, you said it came out of you.
Yeah, no, I was saying, yeah, it was coming out of me because, like, in hindsight, I was thinking, you know, I could have talked to him. He would have understood why I did what I did.
Right.
But the way everything went about, you know, I lost control. And
did you say he had a gun or you had a gun?
He had a gun. So, like, as I say that, he just goes to the car and, like, reaches for his gun and was like, come on, try me if you want to. So I'm like, yeah, whatever. I ain't going to walk into getting myself shot. So we just, like, had words and tit for tat, and then they got this and left. But it's like, I'm just calling just to see, because I watch the show every day, so I know I shouldn't be with no woman with kids, but it's already too late. I know I shouldn't have any children out of wedlock, and it's already too late, so I'm just going through the hell of it now. And the oldest son, he just doesn't respect me at all. I don't expect him to, you know, but, like, he just, everything was going fine, but something came over him. He just wanted to, like, go outside and fight with kids. And I'm like, bro, I can't let you fight with these kids. Like, not, especially not no little girl. Like, it's one thing if she was beating him up or whatever, but it's like, if she's beating you up, yeah, defend yourself. But you literally came home to yell at my mom and your mom to say you was going to go fight some girl. And, like, I told him, like, if you was going to fight her, why didn't you just fight her when you was by yourself? Why you need to come rile us up to do that?
Amazing. And have I spoken to you about this before? It sounds familiar.
It was a long time ago we spoke. I don't think it was about this. It was more about just silent prayer and having anger and stuff like that.
And so your question for me is what?
Well, I know I should do the silent prayer. Honestly, Jesse, I watch your show every day. I kind of want to just get off my chest. If I had a question, the question would be like, you know, I know I need to do the silent prayer. You know I'm angry. I know I can see it, like, but part of me just, you know, doesn't want to let go of the sin or whatever you want to call it. And I'm just trying to do, you know, what's right for my kids, what's right for everybody's kids, you know.
You don't want to let go of the what, the anger?
Yeah, I obviously don't, because I don't do the silent prayer. Like, I call myself doing it, like, oh, I'm driving around, I'm thinking, I'm in the moment, you know, I'm listening to the show, listening to church. But when it comes to, like, actually sitting and doing the silent prayer, I'll do it sometimes. But, like, I feel like if I did it every day, life would be so much more amazing.
It would.
And, like,
so you are you married to this boy's mother?
No.
And are you living with her?
Well, we have an apartment. Yes, we live together.
Oh, okay. And did you say your mother is living with you guys too?
Oh, no, no, no. She doesn't live with us. She just stopped by. She was literally just stopping by to get the kids some stuff, see the grandbabies.
And so your question for me is what?
How do you know when you've had enough? Like, I feel like I had enough. Like,
enough what?
I'm not trying. Enough of living with anger. Like,
oh, I see. Well, number one, I want to tell you that you're that boy's stepfather, and you already know you should not have gotten with a woman who already had children, because children do not accept step-parents, whether it's a stepmother or a stepfather. And so you have no right in disciplining him at all. And all you're doing is adding to his anger and frustration, because he's longing for his real father and not you. And so when you try to discipline him, you're adding to his anger, which is not right that you should do that. What did his mother say when you were trying to discipline the boy?
Well, I wasn't really like...
when you're trying to stop the fight, you're fighting with him. What did she say about it?
Well, they just apologized for me because I wasn't necessarily trying to, like, discipline him. I was just trying to calm him down. And then in the process of trying to calm him down, he was swinging and scratching and pinching and doing everything he could.
But what did his mother say when this was happening?
Right after, she just apologized to me for, like, the drama. And then she didn't really say nothing about me disciplining him or nothing.
Why don't you let, if you got him, you're not even married to this woman, right?
No.
Why not let the boy go live with his father?
Oh, no, he does. So he lives with his father, but he's supposed to come every weekend.
Right.
And the other two kids, they don't want to live with the father because I guess, like they say, the father be beating on them. And it's not my place to care about that.
Right.
But they say they don't want to live with the father for whatever reason. You know, I never encourage them to stay here. I never try to say anything bad about their dad. So it's like they don't want to live with their dad. So for whatever reason.
I'm concerned in that this man, you said this guy drew a gun out on you and went to the car to get a gun. This is going to lead for bad trouble to you if you don't cut it out. Meaning that you need to leave, don't just leave his children alone and don't argue with him about his children. Let their mother deal with that and you stay out of it, period. Because this can lead to some serious trouble for you, especially if this man is an angry man, too.
Right.
So you should not be having anything to do with his children.
No, I hear you right. The two, they stay with us. You know, I try to, you know, do right by them. You know, I make sure they eat. I make sure they do their homework and stuff like that.
But that's not your job. Because they're not going to accept you. Even when the others want to get older, they're not going to accept you either. You got to stay out of it for your own safety and for the kids are already angry because their parents are separated and they're longing for their father. So I would recommend you stay out of that and just focus on your children. And when he's over there, and he should go get in a fight, let him fight, and let the mother deal with it, or she call the father, he come over and deal with it. But I really recommend you stay out of it because this is leading to something that you don't want to deal with later.
Right, right. And it's just kind of hard for me to, like I hear you 100% dealing with my kids. My kids is babies, you know. I got a one-year-old and a two-year-old.
Right.
But the other ones stay with us, so it's like I got to do extra stuff and work extra hard to make sure everyone, you know, has what they need. And sometimes I do get like, I see that I'm getting angry because not only do they not really respect me, you know, they pretend they do.
No, they don't.
But like,
they want their
father. But they don't, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. But like, I'm just trying to take care of my kids, you know, and it seemed like I'm taking away from my kids, you know?
You are. Can you take your children and go live somewhere else?
I mean, it's possible, yeah, I guess.
Why don't you do that and leave this woman with that? Because you walked into a messy situation, an evil situation, and it's not good for you, man. You need to get out of that situation.
I hear you. I'm think about that because, like, honestly, it's hard for me to want to do that because, you know, if you're right, it's 100% messy situation, and I have considered that. So, yeah, I just got to think about what I got to do.
Why is it hard to walk away from it?
Because it's like, it's just me, you know, taking care of the kids by myself would be tough because, like, I don't have nobody to watch them.
Pay your mother to watch them. Pay your mother to watch them while you work.
Yeah, my mother, she ain't going to want to do it. She ain't going to want me to leave the girl.
But your mother can't determine what you do. You're a grown man. It's not what she...
Right.
You don't need her input on it at all.
Right.
Do you?
No, I don't.
So it doesn't matter what she thinks.
I just got to figure out a way to do it, you know, money-wise and stuff. I don't make a lot of money. But I can't. I hear you, though. It's not an excuse. I just got to figure out what I got to do, you know?
Because this guy, you said this guy had a gun, and so he's already not liking you. He's angry already. And don't tell him what this boy is saying when you're not there. And he's going to be coming over again. It's not safe, man. There's just too much anger involved on both sides. And so I would recommend you get out of that situation. Find a way that you, you know, tell this woman you want your kids if you want them, and get out of this situation and stay away from that man's children.
Yeah.
And then you need to, I recommend you start working on yourself. Have you forgiven your mother?
Yes.
You told her?
Yeah, I told her.
All right. How about your father?
I talked to him too, yeah.
And then, and you should start back with the silent prayer and stay with it so you can see how to get out of the situation. But if this man come back, or when he come back, if he come back, do not argue with him, period. Just say, hey, man, you know you're right, if he talks to you, but you're right, I should not have anything to do with your kids. I totally understand it. And don't argue with him at all, because that anger can lead to really some bad stuff. And as his boy is getting older, he's going to hate you even more so. And they don't tell him what that can lead to.
Right.
Because you're dealing with anger, and anger leads to some serious destruction if you don't overcome it.
Yeah, most definitely. And it's like, I could see, I felt that type of anger before because I have stepdad too, you know?
Yeah.
And like, so I already know, it's like, you really don't know what they're going through. Until you, like, I'm only now realizing the type of stuff my stepdad went through. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
He was always there. He never, you know, for me, but it was like similar, you know. Every now and then there was discipline, and I extremely resented it.
Yeah, it's really, you know, this woman has three children by a different man. You, and she'd been married before, right?
No, they weren't married, no.
Oh, okay. But you should get out of that situation. Maybe, I mean, do what you want. Maybe you could get your own apartment and then let the woman keep the kids with her. But when you're not working, you have your kids with you and work it out that way. Can you work it out that way?
I mean, as of right now, it's hard for us to keep an apartment with both of us. But I'm pretty sure.
What do you mean by that?
It's just, I ain't making no money. I'm like,
why don't you get a real job making money?
I mean, I work and I do like DoorDash and stuff on the side, but, you know, I just need to get a better job.
And so you're not able to get your own place by yourself?
Right now, no. It would have to be like a weekly situation because, like, my credit score and rent and all that stuff.
Are you black?
I'm black, yeah.
What the? No, what? No, man. But listen, here's what I recommend. Work on yourself, of course, but you stay away from that guy. Don't argue with him about his children. Don't discipline his children that between he and the mother. And I recommend that as soon as you can, maybe you get a Uber job or something that pays more money. And then get your own place, and then working out with this lady to watch over your children while you're at work, since they're her children too. And then you'll be able to have the kids live with you. But you need to get out of this situation. It's not good.
Yeah, it's not good at all.
And don't argue with that man. I don't care what he says. Do not argue with him. Don't argue with him. Just say, okay, man, you're right.
Right.
Just say, man, you're right. This man talking about pulling a gun out on you, that's going to only lead to something else if you argue with him.
Right. Yeah, I hear you, Jesse, man.
So go and find yourself another job, maybe two jobs, and get your own place. Tell the mother of your kids that she need to watch over your kids while you're at work. And then when you get off work, you go and get them. And one thing will lead to another, but you stay away from his children, that man's children. They don't like you.
And you know, it's crazy. You know how you say if you listen to the women, you're going to suffer, right?
Yes.
They want me to get married. All the women in my family expect me to get married by next year.
If you listen to them, you're going to suffer.
Right, right.
Why are you listening to them?
I don't know, man. Because I have my kids tonight.
they're trying to make it seem like this is what you got to do to do. You know, you got to marry the mother of your children and stuff like that.
Why are you listening to them?
I mean, I'm really not, because I'm not getting married. I don't plan on it. That's what they're encouraging me to do type stuff.
That's crazy. Don't listen to that, man. You're just going to... This woman already have three children. You're just digging a hole for yourself.
Huh. Yep.
It's only going to get worse unless you change something that you're doing. That means you got to get out of that situation. That's not a good situation to be in.
Yeah. And it's, like, getting worse as the time goes by. Like, went from, oh, this is the... You know, oh, I have a baby, yay, and then it just, everything just got worse.
Yeah. So do the silent prayer, find yourself a better paying job or a second job, and get your own apartment, and forget about that woman, and just have her to work with you to watch over your children. Let her watch over your children. Does she watch over her other children while... I mean, where are those children when she's... Is she working?
No, she's not working right now.
Oh, well, have her watch over your children while you're at work.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I'll be doing, yeah.
And then, but you got to get you a place to get out of there. And you don't need a fancy place. You don't need an expensive place. You need something where you're pretty safe. And, you know, you're being not too expensive. And work your way through it. You can work your way to get over it.
Right, right. No, I hear you. Yeah, nothing fancy. Just something to work with. Yeah.
I hear the babies, and that noise is distracting right now. But does that make sense?
No, yeah, that makes perfect sense.
And again, do not argue with that guy next time you see him. No argument. Just, you know, let him take care of his children, whatever. You stay out of it, and don't correct his children.
Right.
All right?
No, that's perfect advice. Yeah, I hear you, Jesse.
All right, brother. Let me know how it goes. I wish you well.
Thank you.
All right.
Have a great day.
You too, buddy. What a mess, huh? A woman already has three children. That's a no-no right there. Kids do not like step-parents. In their body, in their mind, in their soul, they are yearning for their parents. They don't want any step-parent, step-mama or step-dad. All you're doing is encouraging the anger that's already there, because the stepfather or the stepmother, they're just trying to get emotional love from themselves, from the mother, or the mother from the father. It's already hard on children when they're not with both parents. It's worse when you bring a step-parent into the picture. What a mess, huh? Let me go quick to Joe out of Canada. Joe, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, what's up, Jesse?
All is well, Joe.
Good to hear, man. So first and foremost, I just want to say, like, thanks for your message, your overall message. Like, when it hit me, and I went and forgave my dad. I forgave my mom, and the relationship that we have now it's completely different. You know, an example of that is, like, my mom would be the type of person to say, oh, you never answer my text, or it's been 2 weeks since you called me. And the last time I called her, we just had a nice talk. And at the end of it, she's like, thanks for calling me. And I was like, whoa, that's new. it's very interesting.
Did you tell her you were not her husband? You don't have to call her?
I didn't say it outright like that, though, Jesse. But I did admit. Well, I mean, like, you know, when you give directions on how to forgive,
yeah,
you have like a template there, and you can kind of pick it apart when you've been listening to your show long enough. But I've also heard you say, like, the words will come out the way they're supposed to.
Yes.
And, like, you know, with my dad and my mom, what was said, what was needed to be said was said. If you know, with my mom, she started asking more questions. So it got to a point where I was like, yeah, you were keeping me away from my father. Like, I would tell her that, right? But I didn't say straight up, like, yo, I'm not your husband, mom. But, yeah, now she's going in on my brothers, though. I can tell that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so a couple weeks ago, you were talking about real conversations, and it's like being able to see things differently. They're so few and far between these days, and it's kind of like it doesn't feel the best, per se, that, like, everything is just topical, fake conversation. Or, you know, people aren't really talking. So I guess the first thing I wanted to do is just kick off and answer the biblical question. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why do you need anyone else's approval?
Okay, so what comes to me when I hear that is that I think this is the devil's way of trying to convince me that all of my approval and dependency doesn't need to come from God. So if I go and seek it in another human being, like, I get it, the ego thrill. Oh, I'm going to go and teach someone what I've learned, and they're going to say, wow, oh, that makes sense. And then I feel good from it. I get that ego thrill. But now when I see it cropping up, it's like, it's trying to convince me that the only approval I need isn't from God. Does that make sense?
It's interesting, and I want to respond, but I got to hold it off until Sunday. But very, very interesting, man. Before it became a biblical question, did you know that you needed others' approval?
Well, it became super clear after forgiving my parents, because I started becoming this, like, missionary recruiter, preaching the word of Jesse and shit like that. So, pardon me, and things like that. And right. I'm like, people don't want to hear that, man.
You Amazing. Know?
And I could see myself doing that. And that was a hill I had to get over. But, like, now it's like there's this sense of waiting for God's approval. And it's like just this moment that happens in conversations where it's like, it's okay to say this now.
Amazing.
As opposed to trying to teach you something, right? Because what you do with people, I've noticed, is you give your message. And I heard someone say it like this before. It's like, we can't make somebody else see what they aren't ready to see.
Right.
But all we can do is, and he said it like this, and I like it. Maybe it sounds a little flowery or whatever, but all we can do is just lay it on someone's heart. And when their heart breaks, hopefully it falls in, you know?
I don't know what that means, but okay.
Yeah, like, it's just, yeah, like, I'm going to lay it on you. I'm going to lay it on your mind. Yeah, it's flowery. Okay, I'll give you that. So, the question I did have for you as well, too, is being this far along your journey in the path, are you still able to spot times in your life where you're like, wow, I was wrong? Do you still see that in yourself?
Do I see in myself that I was wrong?
Yeah, well, it's like, you know, some people try to call you to, like, prove you wrong.
Oh.
And I know they're just trying to say, like, I got you and you're wrong, Jesse, and have this debate and stuff, but there's times still this far along the path where you're like, man, I think I've been looking at this wrong. Or is it just, has that kind of washed away over the years?
I'm sure, I don't know. I'm sure I've seen where I say, oh, that makes sense. Oh, yeah, you're right. I was wrong about that. I'm sure that's been, because information can, because so many people give out different information, you can definitely be wrong at times about that. So that is definitely possible. But stay with it, man. I appreciate it. I got to take a break. Quick break. Want to do some super chat? Oh, the treasure chest is now open on D-Live. Back in a moment. The question, are you better than a child molester? I've discovered over the 30 years of counseling, the one thing that's missing, the one thing that's missing, and I think it's not taught in the homes or talked about. We don't have examples of it, right? Is love. Our theme this year is to bring back Christianity, to love God with all our heart, soul, and might, our neighbor as ourselves, and to endure. And there, when you're in a fallen state, people will judge the molester but think they're better than the molester. And I ask, well, why do you think you're better? What I realize, it doesn't matter what you think about yourself or how much you have or don't have or how you accomplish things in life or don't. If you have no love, you have nothing. Okay, welcome back, Female Monday, 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. It's Halloween coming up. Did they have a Halloween already?
No, it's the 31st.
Oh, they didn't have it yet.
10 days.
Halloween coming up. Thanksgiving is coming up. Christmas is coming up. New Year's is coming up. Birthdays are coming up. Congratulations are coming up. Encouragements are coming up. I would do all those shout outs for you. Shout outs for you by all you have to do is go to Cameo, CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And because all those days are coming up, holidays and all that is happening, check out our merch at rebuildthedemand.com/stores. Amazing merch. Amazing merch. I want to quickly show you something, and then I'll go back to your phones and the super chats. There was a, according to this report, a substitute teacher at Woodbury High School reportedly used a student to help reenact the prone restraint used in the murder of George Floyd. In addition to making an inappropriate gesture and remarks in several classes. Watch this from Fox 9.
As photos like this circulated among students at Woodbury High School Monday, administrators caught wind. Students say the substitute teacher, Prescott, Wisconsin police officer Steve Williams, got pulled out of the classroom in the middle of fifth period, not long after he reenacted the murder of George Floyd with his knee on the neck of a student. In a statement to parents, school administrators say the teacher told students he thought they'd want to know about his other job as a police officer. The letter says he also twisted a student's arm behind his back and showed pressure points on the face. He fake punched a student and nearly hit him while talking about a bar fight. He repeatedly made racially harmful comments and told sexist jokes. He shared explicit details from sexual assault cases he'd worked as a police officer. And he said police brutality isn't real. The South Washington County School District won't let Williams back on school property, and Woodbury police are investigating whether he committed any crimes. The full-time police officer was also employed by a substitute teaching agency known as Teachers on Call. They sent us a statement saying in part, quote, "The actions of this individual were unacceptable, and the substitute teacher is no longer an employee of Teachers on Call," end quote. Several parents told us the situation was shocking, and they wondered how someone like that could get into a classroom, but they were satisfied with the outcome.
Amazing. He looked like he was white. Not only are they not going to let him back in Woodbury High School, they're not going to let him back in Woodbury. What was he thinking? man, was the student black? He looked like he was black down on that floor. I couldn't tell. What was he thinking? Oh, he wasn't thinking. That is an amazing story. Wow, George, Lord.
I think the student might be black.
He looks kind of black.
It's kind of hard to tell, but he looked black
on the
floor. The
lights are funny.
Yeah, the lights are, it won't, you can't really see him.
But the hand might be a dead giveaway.
Is the man white, though? Looks he looked like he's non-black for sure. What was he thinking, Anchor Baby?
I get the impression he's got this look that I'm totally judging, but I get this impression that he just wanted it to be cool / inspiring or something. I don't think he meant any harm.
He was playing.
I would have felt that was a valuable lesson.
Yeah,
I would have thought so too.
Very interesting.
Yeah, in the good old days, that would not have been a problem.
Women taking over schools.
Yeah,
and parents' minds.
And it wasn't just the...
What'd y'all think about that?
Race. It wasn't just the, you know, Floyd reenactment. He was giving them all sorts of stories and life experience. Seemed like a pretty cool class.
Best day of the year.
Best day ever.
This has got to be the best day of my life.
Can we have substitute teachers every day?
I know.
Since when does the news call it racially harmful? Racially harmful language. What type of language can be racially harmful? Or whatever he said.
True language, usually.
What a mess. It sounds like an amazing teacher.
Yeah.
And he's right. There's no such thing as police brutality. He was teaching them a real lesson. Poor guy, no more at that school. Well, hope he doesn't lose his police job. What a mess. Let's do Super Chats, and then I get back to the phones. Super Chats.
Super Chats.
Over on DLive, Aries 1 gave a diamond with no message. Thank you.
Thank you.
Gen C, a very generous 20 coffees. Good morning, JLP Universe.
Morning.
I'd like to wish Danielle and her family the best of luck with their move. Oh, Danielle.
Oh, yeah. Danielle from the fellowship. She's moving from L.A. And she says she'll be coming. She's like two or three hours away now. I think she said 4 hours. But
4 hours round trip.
We're definitely going to miss her in the women's forum and the fellowship. I wish her well. Amazing. Thank you.
I'm going to miss her commentary Sundays. I found her input valuable and was able to apply it to my week.
Yeah.
As we say in Navy, fair winds and following seas, sis, Godspeed.
Yeah.
Thanks, emoji.
And she definitely appears to be working on her life, that's for sure. She's learned a lot. She's changed her life for the best. So stay with it, Danielle. Forever and ever and ever. Danielle. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Amazing. Thank you.
Five coffees from Soul Conscious. Jesse, church was amazing. I failed last week's assignment badly. I did not realize that I judged so much, but I am more aware now. What the?
The assignment last week, and now as one of the people at the fellowship said yesterday, this needs to be a daily thing, forever thing. And the assignment was, don't judge with thoughts, looks, words, gestures, and emotion. Don't judge, don't criticize, don't judge yourself or anyone. And see what happens. If you do this, you have not seen amazing and grace. You will see amazing and grace because you were not created to judge. Human beings were not created to judge. That's why God said the two things that he asked us not to do is what human beings do all the time. He said, don't judge, lest you be judged, don't judge, and to love one another. The two simple things to do, and nobody does it. What a shame. Amazing. Thank you.
Greenwall with a coffee. To the caller who doesn't want to do the single mom thing, the devil is taunting you. Do the silent prayer every day. Yeah. Read a chapter of the Bible every day. God will make your life amazing.
That's for sure. Oh, amazing. Thank you.
10 coffees from Nikki. Very generous. What you said about perfect peace has been incredibly helpful to me. NGL, not going to lie. I cried. I feel hopeless and helpless, but I'm glad to see that, really. Thank you so much. I love you.
And I love you back. And just know that that's not you crying. And it's not you that's hopeless. So stop identifying with it. Don't ever call it you again. All right? So that all these false demons can be taken away from you. False identity. Thank you.
C-Fold on the Live X stream.
Nice.
People mistakenly think getting pregnant is a blessing, but you will see evil people have the most kids. Children are a lesson for most all. God created children to educate people in godliness.
Amazing. Thank you.
Paul bought a coffee. Jesse, what are your thoughts? I mean, what are people going to say when they find out that Rosa Parks' husband had a car? What the?
Had a car?
I don't know if that's a joke or if that's true. People say that. I don't know if it's just a rumor.
I don't even know if she had a husband.
Good point.
I never heard. I don't know if I remember hearing about Rosa having a husband. But I do know the whole thing was a setup. It was a plan. It wasn't an accident. All right. Thank you, though.
Beta no more. Hey, Derek, the caller. I listen to JLP daily, and I'm not white. What the? Hashtag Great Black Hope, JLP.
Amazing. Thank you.
Gregatron bought a coffee. Jesse, what's up with these callers? Triple question mark. Tell Jasmine to get a 12-volt battery and tell Derek I am black.
As black as the Ace of Spades. Thank you.
I think it's 9-volt battery or is it 12?
That's what the mind does, is trick you. It makes you think stuff and you believe it without even knowing that it's true or not. Thank you.
20 coffees from Hannes for the fundraiser.
Thank you.
These last couple assignments have been mind-blowing for me. I can't begin to list the life I've been living and overcoming recently. I understand what you mean when you hesitate to give descriptions of what it is like on the other side.
Yeah.
The imagination would run wild and mislead people from the narrow path. I don't even want to dare ask myself, is this it? Or if I have arrived on this not-journey. I realize how deep in thoughts I'm engulfed by, almost like I'm drowning, how easy it is to disconnect from them since they're not me at all and never have been. Sorry for the unpithiness, Hake. Hee-hee.
Thank you.
Thank you, JLP.
Amazing point, though. Thank you. You're right.
Brett bought a coffee. Jesse, I made an amazing sweet potato pie for the family because you talk about it so much. I told them to remember that pumpkin pie is beta pie.
Nice. That's right. The pumpkin pie is not real. It's an imitation of a sweet potato pie. What the? It's like a black person trying to be white or a white person trying to be black. It's just an imitation. Amazing. Thank you.
I beg to differ. Someone bought a coffee. Hello, sir. When someone say emotions come from God, what do you tell them?
I said, beta! God is a dispassionate God. He's not an emotional God. Emotions are straight out of hell, and they come from your father, the devil. Really. They are not necessary. Amazing. Thank you.
Sion. Good morning, Jesse. I did the assignment you gave, and it made me reflect on myself. I have a lot of things that's driving me. I'm no better than others that I judge. So I calm down and just observe. Thank you.
Right on, Sion. This assignment of no judgment with thoughts, eyes, words, gestures, you know how you like look at people, or emotions is an amazing assignment. If you do it, as Sion just said, I don't want to tell you what's on the other side, but you don't know about it, but you're going to love it. You're going to like, what the? Work on yourself and stay with it. Right on, Sion. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Shout out to today's top contributors, Evgeny Crosby, Aries 1, Games for Rec, Kid Combo 1.0, and the rest of the DLive crew. Thank you, guys. And somebody on Urinal Chills is a monthly supporter on Rumble. He says, Parks, Rosa, married a local barber by the name of Raymond Parks when she was 19, according to him. He was actively fighting to end racial injustice. Together, the couple worked with many social justice organizations.
Amazing. No such thing as racial injustice, by the way, but thank you. I don't know if I remember that she was married, if she was married or not.
That's according. I did a quick search, and it looks like he might be right about that.
Okay.
And
thank you.
Shout out to Pastor Chatelet, also a monthly supporter. And thank you, guys.
Thank you.
I do believe that that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank y'all. Amazing. Let me go to first time call out of California. Ina, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey. Is it Ina?
Yes, sir. You got it right.
Okay, go ahead.
I've been with the girl, unfortunately, when she was young, like since she was 18. We have like 8 years apart. We waited
many,
for each
how
other.
How many years?
We're 8 years apart.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
And we got together, you know, we wanted to be married, but I didn't want to do it legally after watching what happened to my dad. My mom lied about him and got a restraining order on him and destroyed the family. And we didn't register the legal power of, you know, the system. We just wanted to be married in God's eyes and our own commitment and get a prenuptial as well. But we never got around to that. Anyways, we got pregnant, you know, 3 years down the road. Being together.
When you say we got pregnant, both of you got pregnant?
we have our first boy.
But
yeah,
we didn't get pregnant. She got pregnant.
Yeah, she got pregnant.
Okay, go ahead.
And he's sunk 6 months now at this time. And we were having trouble. And she has a history of sexual abuse from her stepfather.
So you're older than her, though, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And she has no idea what a good man looks like. And I'm the first good man in her life. And she would praise me for this all the time and praise my character. And I've been dealing with her physical abuse and all of her chaoticness from her trauma. And she knew I was helping her with this, but ever since she had the baby, it's like something switched in her. And now she's done the same thing my mom has done to my dad. She has gone to the court system. She's gotten a restraining order on me. She's lied about me attempting to rape her. She's lied about abuse from me. I actually have a scar on my face from her hitting me and giving me a gash on my eyebrow. And it's common knowledge here in California, just how abused the restraining orders are from women. And so I had visitations with my child, but now she's attacking that, claiming I broke a court order. I don't know what. We're going to go to court again, apparently. And now I have no visitations at the moment, but it just feels like a losing battle constantly. And some great men have told me to walk away and, you know, just let it go completely. And, you know, some good men have told me to fight it and fight because that boy needs you. And it just feels like a losing battle right now. And I don't know if at a certain point arises where I do need to walk away or if I should just, you know, let it strip me even potentially financially.
How old are you now?
If it comes to that. I'm 29.
Oh, okay. And your question for me is what?
Is there a point of walking away from this where that's ideal, or is it better as a man to fight for my boy as much as possible and I don't want to walk away, but I'm dying mentally. I'm depressed. I don't know, no one around me. You know, she's telling everyone of a monster I am now. I don't care, whatever, but.
You still live with her?
No.
Okay. So you guys not living together?
Not anymore, no.
Let me ask, because of time, let me ask, what's good about you? You say you're a good man. What's good about you?
I did say I'm not really. I'm the same as every man. I'm evil.
So why did you say you're a good man?
Because compared to the men that she's had in her life that would either abuse her physically or verbally or had something wrong with them to where they're not able to communicate on her.
And so you compare yourself to other men and you call yourself good?
That's what I've been told, so I guess I'm starting to believe that.
And why did you believe what she said about the other man and look how she's treating you?
I don't know. It made me sound good, I guess.
Right. If she's lying on you, what makes you think she did not lie on those other men? You know what I mean?
Right.
But here's what I recommend. As of this point, do what you want, of course, but my best recommendation, you have no more to do with her or the baby. Walk away and start working on you and build a life for you and seek the kingdom of God in his right way, and he will add unto you what you need to have in life. It'll happen naturally. But you need to don't spend any more money on lawyers. The lawyers are just taking your money. And don't spend any more money on court. They're going to make you pay through the teeth anyway. So walk away, leave it alone, and get away from the memories so you don't think you're losing something.
Oh, it's creepy saying that. So my boy's going to have to grow up without a dad then.
Yeah, because she's destroying him anyway, and so he's already messed up. How old is he?
6 months.
He's already messed up. She's going to screw him. The fact that you're with a woman that is keeping your child away from you, she's an evil woman. Evil women do that, and so they've already messed the child up. There's nothing you can do.
Yeah. God damn. Yeah. Yeah.
You should walk away. Yeah. Whoever told you you should fight for it, they lied to you. A beta male told you that. There's nothing to fight for. Don't cut the baby in half. Let her have it.
Okay.
And you learn your lesson and move on, man.
Yeah. And I'm just going to disappear and leave this state. It's anti-family. It's terrible.
So what now?
It's anti-family here. These laws are just horrendous.
You're right. Justice. The laws are no good, but you got with the wrong woman.
Yeah, I did.
It had nothing to do
with plenty of red flags.
Yeah, the laws are bad. You're right. But you with the wrong woman. So don't look for another woman. Don't get back with this woman. Don't spend any more money on lawyers. There's nothing to fight for. Lay your weapons down and let the Spirit of God fight your battle for you.
Okay. What's this silent prayer?
Rebuildingdemand.com/prayer. I want you to start doing that. Have you gone and forgiven your mother and father?
My mom won't talk to me. So my dad is. I'm on good terms with my dad.
And you tried to forgive your mother. She wouldn't talk to you?
Yeah.
Oh, well, just wish her well. Drop your anger toward her. And don't hold anger toward this girl either. She can't help herself. Just as you couldn't help yourself. And you just start doing the silent prayer. Stand present. Go to work. Get yourself a place and live your life. Forget about.
Okay.
No more fighting for the child. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. It's going to take a chunk of my heart and soul.
Why?
That's my boy, my first child.
But why should it take a chunk of. If you loved the baby, you wouldn't be feeling anything about it at all. That love you have is fake love, is all ego, is all about you. It's not about the baby at all. Because...
How? I know he needs a dad, though, and I know the impact it's going to have on him with not having a dad.
But what does have to do with you losing your soul or chuckling your soul?
I guess just metaphoric, but just the pain.
Why should you have pain about losing anyone or anything? That's just ego pain. That's not you.
But if I know my son's going to be badly impacted, is that ego pain still? Because I'm worried about my son.
Right. You can know that she's going to destroy him spiritually, but you don't need to feel anything about it. That the feeling that you have about it just thrills that make you feel better, make you think you love him, and make you think you'll be better. It just thrills. And there's no need to be going through that to know that she's going to destroy him. How is that helping you or him?
Because I guess if I was involved, he could bounce back off of me.
No, how is it helping you to have pain about that? How is that helping him or you?
I guess no pain, no gain.
No, how is it helping you or him to have pain about it?
It's not.
So why do you put yourself through that? It's all for your thrill. It's not love or anything. It's just for you to feel like you love the son more, or you can do better, or you're a better person. It's not real. It's just ego. Let the pain go. And you're right about what's going to happen, but let the pain go so you can see what to do next.
Yeah. Okay.
So let it all go and work on you, all right?
Okay.
And block her on your phone and everything.
Yeah, I've got her blocked since day one.
So now, just work on you. No more court.
Just don't show up. Just got to go of all my rights. Huh?
Well, yeah, as far as being with him. But I don't know where you are on the court situation. But you need to talk to your lawyer and be done trying to get visitation rights, trying to do this and do this. You're not going to win.
Should I try to at least stay with visitation, or should
no.
I give up on that?
Give up on that,
no.
too, because she's not going to let that happen. Even if the court said yes, she's going to make sure it's difficult for you to see the child.
Okay.
So let it go, man.
All right.
Do the prayer. Let me know how it goes.
All right.
RebuildingTheMan.com/prayer. You're welcome. I am out of time. I am so out of time. I don't know what to do with it. It's amazing. Sam, a first-time caller, want to talk about free will. I would love to hear that conversation. Matt out of Canada, he's catching hell. Rick out of Virginia, don't judge good versus evil. And the caller just dropped. I'll be back tomorrow. The Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. Get on that straight and narrow, folks. You don't have to live the life that you're living now. You're not living. You're suffering. Hake is coming up now at HakeReport.com. And then Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. And the American, oh, then 2 p.m. Punchy TV, PUNCHIE TV. And then the American Anchor Baby at 4 p.m. Pacific time. Thanks for your super chats, your support. I do appreciate it. Have a good day and watch yourself. Take care. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to RebuildingTheMan.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. I read or heard that some Republicans are starting to pull their advertisements from Google or whomever, right? Because so many conservatives are being shut down, discriminated against, shadow banned, and all that kind of stuff. So conservatives are starting to fight back. It is happening to us, too. I'm just taking it one day at a time. But you could go to jlptalk.com and find all the ways to support us. You can check out RebuildingTheMan.com and support our nonprofit organization. You can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, share, and Sunny. And also, we have thefallenstate.tv. Ring the bell.